youth development. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey team, Glenn Azar here. Welcome back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Now, I want, with your permission, at some level, I guess, I want to talk about youth development, and I want to talk about that every Wednesday. Now, the reason is that I think youth development is one of the most important things that we, as the current generation, can be doing to make sure that future generations are a little bit more bulletproof than what perhaps we are even. Because I'm constantly dealing with people, adults, people in my age group, 40s and 50s even, who are so messed up and confused and haven't worked out how to handle different parts of life and the challenges that life throws at us. So youth development for me is an upstream program. It's an upstream concept about heading upstream and finding out why people are falling in, as opposed to plucking them out downstream and trying to give them the tools once it's already too late, almost, the tools to then kind of deal with life. What if we could give those tools to young people earlier? Now, I want to stress this. The youth development programs that I run, Bro Camp for the boys and Ayala for the girls, they are not programs for troubled youth specifically. Having said that, we get a lot of troubled youth on the programs. We get a lot of people from tough backgrounds on the programs. And we also get people that can afford to put their young people on programs, just because being a teenager in this day and age is bloody tough. And as parents, we haven't got it all worked out. So whilst I'll tell you some stories about some young people maybe coming from tougher backgrounds and why this is important, please understand that these programs are for all young people. When they come on the program, I don't care what their background is. I don't care where the trauma or where the challenge or any of that stuff comes from. What I care about is giving them the belief in themselves that they can future pace to make sure that whatever it is they want to get out of life, whatever they want to change, they can do. I don't want them to be stuck in this pattern and this self-belief that this is life and that's all they've got to look forward to, because I just don't believe that's true. Effectively, the programs, we want to give them hope. Now, why do I want to share this with you every Wednesday? Well, the truth is that we cannot do this stuff on our own, and we are most certainly not big enough or in a position where we're getting any form of help via government, via grants and those sort of things. So we rely on you, effectively. We rely on people listening who are getting value out of personal development through a show like this to hopefully feel, well, maybe there's something I can do. There's people that run marathons and more. There are people that do all sorts of events for us and then put money into programs, 100% of which goes to putting young people on programs. Now, we run these programs as close to cost neutral as possible. We run a two-day program for $400. We run a five-day program for $900. And I know of groups on the Sunshine Coast, as an example, running sort of, you know, 5 to 8 day programs, charging $6,000. I've got young people that cannot afford 400, cannot afford 900. The level of development that we're putting into these young people far outweighs what we're charging. What we're charging is literally just a start point to cover some costs. So effectively, we need you, and we need your businesses and your workplaces and people that feel engaged enough. And my role is to give you so much value in this podcast, I hope, that in the other end of that somewhere you think, you know what, that's worth throwing a few dollars at. So there's links in the show notes. You can go to Glenn Azar or Building Better Humans Project on Instagram, and always in the links there will be opportunities for you to sponsor young people on the programs, whether it be $10, whether it be $400, it doesn't matter. Whatever you can do is always going to help. The story I want to tell you about today is a young Indigenous kid that I met a couple of years ago. He was in year 11. Very, very intelligent young man. And the more I got to know him, the more I realised how tough life was for him. But one of the things he said to me early was that finishing year 12 was important to him because he'd be the first person that he knows of in his family that would complete year 12. Now, as he got towards the tail end of year 11, he reached out to me because he was really struggling. He wants to finish school. Finishing school was important to him, but he was struggling. And so I caught up with him over breakfast, Jay Nix, myself and a couple of others, Cassa were there, and there was a couple of young fellows that had reached out to us, so we all caught up together. And when I got talking to this young man, I said, what's the challenge? And he said, well, I'm working, and I'm working really long hours, and I get offered extra shifts all the time during the day, which means I can't go to school. And as much as finishing year 12 is important to me, so is earning money. because he then went on to tell me about how his family were not working. His sister with kids was living at home with his mum. Drug use, alcohol abuse was all very rife within their family. A lot of anger, a lot of aggression, and just a lot of abuse across the board. And so therefore being out and earning money was also important to him and often outweighed the schooling thing. But when we dug deep and when we got talking about why schooling was important to him, part of what he wants to do is what I do in the Building Better Humans project, but specifically he wants to work with Indigenous youth. He wants to give his own people this pathway towards a better life. And as a 17-year-old, I thought that was pretty impressive. And so I implored upon him the importance of trying to find the happy medium of just passing school. You know, the old C's get degrees concept, the idea that you don't have to set the world on fire at school. School is a bare minimum just to give you some base knowledge to go out into the rest of the world and really do your learning and your experiencing. So if passing school is important to you and earning money is important to you, you've got to find the happy medium between those two things. And I'm happy to say that a year later, he did go on and finish year 12. Now, he's not at that stage where he's pushing the youth development yet. You know, he's having his struggles. His lifestyle is still what it is, living at home with parents or with mum and sisters and, you know, nieces and nephews and all of that stuff going on. But at least he's ticked off that one box. And it was through the interaction, myself, Jay Nix, Kasser, and the people in our team, that we were able to at least help him engage at that level. The next step is I've brought him on a few programs with me because now he's 18 and the idea is that he's able to help mentor some kids and learn from the other side of that. And I'm going to keep reaching out. I'm going to keep pushing him to be the best version of himself because I know that he is going to have an impact. And it's all because a few people cared. It's because people sponsored him to put him on the program. It's because people like myself and my team were able to work with him even outside of the program and we've always given him a safe place to land. And we need to give young people opportunities. We absolutely need that. I'm very careful on this program these days with my language not to talk about what we have to do and what we need to do because I realise that people get to do what we want. But I know our generation absolutely has to and needs to make sure that we give opportunities to young people and not just young people that are born into great circumstance and not just young people that seem to have a better up in life, but all young people deserve that opportunity. And I think it's important for us to give them that opportunity. And through BroCamp, through Ayala, through the Building Better Humans Project, we get to do that. And once again, we get to do that because of you. So again, with your permission, I'm going to talk about some of these youth development things every Wednesday for the next few weeks, just to impress upon you the importance of the work that we're doing, how you can be involved, and how much it means not just to me but to the people around us and to the young people on programs, the help that you do give us. So, again, if you found any value in this program over the last 8 years, please click on the link in my bios, go and find a way to sponsor a young person. It really is worthwhile.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au. Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.